That's something else, halfway down the page. And the Gemara brings the Machlokes Itmar. Name is like Suva Mishametis. So the husband, the wife has a claim on the husband of a Ksuva. So it's a shibud, but it's a theoretical shibud in the sense that it's only activated because there's a chiyuv to something activated it. He divorced her, etc. Okay. So therefore, they can go through multiple cycles of Shemitah, and there's no doubt being Mishametes, because it's not a full-fledged chayv yet. The Torah says lo yigois, which means it's a chayv which you theoretically could be noigais, but because of Shemitah, you say lo yigois. But if it's a chayv which you can't be noigais, so there's no dinner being mishamet. So till it gets to a point of some level of chiyuv, so you can't call it a chayv that there's a dinner of lo yigois. So at what point after the gerushin, is it considered that the chayv is now to be collected, and therefore if Shemitah would then come, it would be mishumet. So Rav Amar Mishatifkaim v'tizkaif. So she has to start the collection process. So she has to be poigim, which means she collects part of the chayv. And then she says that the remainder is a chayv. So Rav's adding another layer of argument over here that even though it's a chayv which is due, there's a law that the Maisa Bezin is not Mashumet. A Ksuba is a Maisa Bezin. The Bezin is Machayavit. The Torah is Machayavit. Halach is Machayavit. So that, there's no dinner being Mashumet, such a Chayv. Once she makes it into a personal Chayv, so then it's Mashumet. So when is that? When she collects part of it, she says, okay, now you owe me the rest. Now it's between him and her. So at that point in time, it's a personal chayv and it's mishumet. Shmuel Amar Pogma Af Bishul Zakva, Zakva Af Bishul Pogma. Okay, so why is this machlokes here? It's machlokes in Rav and Shmuel in regards to some element similar to get. And we've been braised to support both opinions, just like we had before in regards to get Yashin. Two opinions of Rav and Shmuel. The case of Mash Shalek at least and Ishto Shlech Baderich. They wrote a get and then they didn't give it immediately. When do you count the 3 months with regards to Havchana? Rav and Shmuel, a braisa supporting both opinions. Ksuva, Rav and Shmuel, a braisa supporting both opinions. Even though our topic really over here isn't Ksuva, but it has a similarity, so the more place the two next to each other. So Tanya Kavos to Rav, Tanya Kavos to Shmuel. And according to Rav, it's only Meshumet if it has both Pagam and Skifa. And according to Shmuel, either one is enough. So the Brisa says like Rav. Tanya Kavos to Rav, Eim is like Suva Meshametis, Meshatifkaim, V'tizkaif. So the Brisa says explicitly you need Pagima and Skifa, Pagma, V'loi Zakva, Zakva, V'loi Pagma, Eim Meshametis, Ashatifkaim, V'tizkaif. Fair Shabraisa, that you need Skifa and Pegima. She has to collect some amount of it, and she has to make it into a chayv that she's ready to collect. She says, okay, now you owe me X amount of money. By doing so, she is now defining it as a personal chayv that she's ready to collect. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Tanya Kavosa to Shmuel. So, Braisa says, like Shmuel, Oinus, Ukanas, Upitui. So, the din of manas is absolut. It has to be chamishim kesef. Kanas by moti shemer. He has to be 100 kesef. Pitui that he has to pay her. If he doesn't marry her, he has to pay her 50 kesef. Uskuvas isha. So all these are chiyuvim which halacha puts in the person. So there's no din of shmita on them. So what point do they become a personal chay between the two parties? Kolzman, there's the theoretical chayv out there. The Torah says you have to pay. Fine, business has to pay. Fine, she comes to collect. You owe me $50. You owe me 50 kesef. Now she's being tevei of the money. She's being zayk of it. That becomes now a choy between the two of them that is mashumet. So somebody is shazakim v'milva mishamtin. V'imlav ein mishamtin. So it has to become niskaf b'milva. That's good enough, even though there's no collection at all. Bryson says weiter, what's considered emesai niskaf in b'milva mishasamara b'din. So once Bezdin says that you are mechuyev to pay, they've now put the chayv between the two parties that he has to now give her the money. So that's considered the equivalent of zkifa. Okay, Amar Shmuel ksuva k'maisa Bezdin damya. The ksuva has the same din as a maisa Bezdin because the chayv ksuva is something which Bezdin is mechayev. Why is that relevant? My Maisa Bezdin nichtavin b'yom and nichtavin b'layla. My Maisa Bezdin, the psak din creates the chiyuv even before the chasima. So the Bezdin will write up their decision. So, which is what they would do because they want to give documentation to the person to be able to collect on their decision. But that act of writing it up and signing it, which the Bezdin will sign, or Hayden will sign that they saw Bezdin do that, is not going to be determinative in the chiyuv. The chiyuv is immediately at the time of when Bezdin decides that that's the halacha. So therefore, it can be nichta b'yom and nechtam alayla, because even though the chasima is later, which then it's like it's a shtar muktam because the chiyuv comes b'shas chasima, and the date is from before the chasima. No. The chiyuv over here comes b'shas chasiva, and therefore the fact that it's only signed later is it doesn't undermine it. Therefore, Aftsuba Nechtebis B'yoim and Nechtebis B'layla. Okay? So the Ksuba also can be signed by day, written by day, but signed at night. So you're signing on a Ksuba, which at this point in time has an earlier date, but it's not a problem. Okay? Now, this is talking about the primary chiyuv ksuba, not the tosefis, because the point is maisa bezdin. The tosefis is something which the person is introducing personally, so it doesn't have the same din.
But the tosefis is tacked onto the main thing. So if you need to do the same day and the same night for the tosefis,
you're right. So theoretically, if it's talking about a ksuba which didn't have tosefis in it, or the tosefis is written up separately. Fine. So Morris has a story. Ksuv said the Rabbi Chia bar Rav. So Rav had Chia was the Rav's uncle. He named his son Rabbi Chia as well. So he had a son Rabbi Chia bar Rav. Ichter b'yom ichter b'layla. So it was this scenario. It was written by day and signed at night. So, how about Rav Hossam? Obviously, Rav was there. But Leomer Lahu Balamidi. Rav wasn't the one who was being misadarit, but Rav was agreeable. So, the more said, Leomer Kishmul Sirle, this would indicate that Rav holds like Shmuel. So, the more says, no, it doesn't prove anything, because Asugim Ba'is Inyan Havu, they were already involved from the earlier time in the issue. And therefore, even though the chasima was later, because of the whole maimed, etc., batsim, the chiyuv moment comes for shas ksiva. What's the problem? You're going to use the document to collect from lekuchos. Lekuchos only have ksuvas have a right to be protected that they should be able to know about it. There has to be a curl. The curl comes because of the chasima. The chasima wasn't until later, so it's not fair to lekuchos. But over here, by Sukkim Basinian, the curl already is prior. The Tanya Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Bar Rabbi Tzadik, Loishanu Elik Shena Sukkim Basinian. Abba Sukkim Basinian is kosher. In a case where they already were involved in the whole process beforehand, and they made the eschayavis of the star earlier, even though they only signed it later, but the curl that the Adam creates already starts from the earlier time, because that's when they were being witnessing it, etc. So Now, Milval Pele Moshel, even though there's Edim who witnessed it, doesn't have a kol. We say don't the mile is because it's a mishtar. The fact that you're documenting it, that creates a certain level of strength to it, that Edim signing that credit kol, but the aiding, the preparatory steps of that also are part of the kol. Zok Rashi. I don't have anything marked up on the Rashi, so I'm assuming we were current on the Rashi from yesterday.
Well, I have from Buteros Nasi Miyad or Mayemis Haksuba. That's where I put my footnote.
Okay, Mayemis Haksuba. Well, Mayemis Haksuba would be current, so let's assume there. Okay. Zatabach Gimel Mayemis Haksuba. What point time is Haksuba Kishar Shtarchoyb Umishamtosa Shvius? What point does a ksuba change into a regular shtarchoyb and therefore she is to be meshamet? Mishatifka. Shatifra ksas. So you made a dent into the ksuba. It's part of it has been paid. The goli died to the medes ligois liporta. That's clearly an indication that she's already in the collection mode. Therefore, there's negisa. It's involved in the negisa. Therefore, now the satar says, Shemitah says, lo yigois. You can't do that. So the remaining amount, they change into a bimilva. They change into a milva. Then after mishum ksuba umaisa bezin shenam hashamid v'chal lo shem shtar choyv. So now it's a part. It's a personal choyv that she's collecting. Pugma, Shmuel says either one is enough. Kim and the goli daite bepiroyin kinebe lo yigus. Since they've been regal the das over here. In the payment process has started, so now it's a chayv, it's an act of chayv, This is the lo yigos. Zakva b'milva, or if they converted it into a regular chayv. Oidus is a psula chayv chamishim kesef. A person's man is a psula. Who's under the age of a begaris, he has to pay 50 kesef. The Kanas, the Matishemra has to pay 100 kesef. So the loch is, Mehmet saying he's kafir, Mehmet saying he have his kifa. What is considered his kifa? Hamada, once he goes to Bezin, Harek his kifa. The Bezin says he's chayv to pay. That's considered that's a regular chayv. Shmuel said that Ksuba is like a Maisa Bezin Dami. Tonight Bezin, because Ksuba is Nisqai, because one of the halachas of Bezin is Machayiv him. And therefore, my Maisa Bezin, Chiyuvim Shum Sak Dinhu. The Chiyuv comes because of the decision. Ralva Gav Deloy Ichthim, even though they didn't sign until later. Hil Ein Shum Hakdom, it's not considered a Mukdom if you sign on it with the earlier date, because the true Chiyuv is from the earlier time. You can write it up a day and sign it the following night, even when you're signing it, it's predated. It's not predated. So that's the true time that it's chiyuv, the chiyuv is from. So af ksuva, mishas ksiva, nitzel l'chupa, the kir of chasnus, who chayal shibura, from the time that they reach the state of this closeness, that's when the hischayvus it takes place, which Rav Gav leads them. Even though there wasn't a chasima, that's still going to be true. So they're signing by signing on it in a later date. They're signing on the honest time. So Morris's story, Rav's story was a sukkah basinyan havu miksiva al chasima. I feel the bashar shoris kosher. So the concept of sukkah basinyan is not limited to ksuba. So Kubi Shmuel is not correct. According to Rav, but there's a whole different point over here, that the whole mindset of discussing it and dealing with it and being mechayev it and then writing it up, all of that is part of the same mindset which will create a cult. Like Rabbi Elazar says, Elazar Ben Sadek says, Lo shana the shtar is hani tavim b'yom, v'tavim v'layin l'psulim, that alocha, that a shtar muktam, that was written by day and only signed the following night as possible. If they weren't all Sukkosinian, I was Sukkosinian, Kimisha, Adam, Mazumanim Lakta. The Adam were ready to sign. El Shabbat Kirkham, Sukhim, Hampton, Achi, she signed my surface to start, but they were just waiting for the surface to finish writing. Abraham disarmi le chasima lo redeemo. It turned out that the chasima was only the following night. Kosher shrei mishas ksiva nami is le kola, because the curl already over here, it's all part of the maimed, which already starts mishas ksiva.
So at weddings, the way we do it now, you know, oftentimes the Masada Kedushin is very concerned that it be finished even before Shkia, or the whole thing after Shkia. So,
right.
Would this imply that this is not so important?
So, the point over here, like Rashi says, that the Ksifa, the Maisa Bezin, is from the time of the Kira of Chasnas. The problem is that he's not. The problem is, if the chuppah is only belayla, and he really only wants to mechayev himself from the kira of chasnas of the chuppah, so then it's a predated shtar. So if I write Sunday afternoon, and I put the Sunday afternoon date, and we don't have the actual chuppah until the nighttime, because the moment of chiyah over here is not the time of the ksiva, the moment of chiyah over here is the time of the chuppah. So yes, if you have a situation where in Eretz Yisrael a lot of them actually sign the ksuba under the chuppah.
Uh-huh.
So you have a situation where the chuppah was in the afternoon, and then the rav got up and gave a gantz along the rosh, and then they signed the ksuba the next night. That'd be fine. That would be analogous to this gemara. So take a look at the place over here. Avok ksuvas ksuvin etavas b'yam etemes b'layla. So the place is Yesh Mekabesh. No, you get melech to have ksuvah erev Shabbos. They used to get. It was very common. They would get married erev Shabbos. They would set themselves a chasnas, or they would use the Friday night as a chasnas. So they get married erev Shabbos. Well, choyz tuma b'motzi Shabbos. They would write the ksuvah erev Shabbos. They would only sign it motzi Shabbos. Okay. So Colonel, we're saying that should be good, right? That's not correct to do. Mishum, the Tosefis, Zilma Leslie Kola. So the actual, that there's a Chiyuv mitzad the Ksuva that has a call. So we're going to sign with the Shabbos that the date was from Erev Shabbos. That's Emes. Once Enim signed on the Tosefis, the fact that Enim signed it, that itself generates a call. But we're not confident to Tosefis that there was a call in regards to the Tosefis from Erev Shabbos. So when she comes to collect from the Lekuchos, from the Tosefis, based on the earlier date, that might not be valid, because there wasn't a call in regards to the Tosefis. Tosefis Miu, Hechad the Kodamine, Lekha the Mecha Shmidi. But if he did a Kenyan Suter on these Chayvis, and then they only signed it later, that's acceptable. You're allowed, so if you know which day they actually made the Kenyan Suter, you can sign, you, the Adam, can write the document up later on based on the date when the Kenyan Suter was. So the Kenyan Suter Al-Vachoy, which is going to be put into writing, is better than just a regular Milvel Pet. And the Kenyan Suter itself is enough to generate a call to allow it to be. So again, but the case of the Ksuba nowadays, the problem is, even though they were Kenyan Suter, the Kenyan Suter was Al Shem and should be Chal later on at the moment of the Chuppah. Be'er-Khanami, what some Masajik Kedushin will do is to tell the Chassan, be Mechayev yourself from this point, even if the Ksuba is later.
Okay.
And he says yes, in front of the Edom. Now he's Mechayev ready from the time in front of the Edom, so the Ksuba is not predated. That's one eighth, which they use, which Meeker, then that's fine. Some Masajim don't like using that. I know my Rashiva of Chaim Stein would use that if necessary. Let's do the bottom test already also. I was talking about seeing this kosher, the East they call up Kilo Chosmo. So now, I mean, a Milva Peh doesn't have a dinner call. You need chasima. So the turn is the Sukumas Indian, but the Mice, there was no chasima yet. No. Since they're planning to sign, the whole ma'amid is to bring it to the chasima. Such a ma'amid, the kol of the ma'amid generates a kol like there was a chasima even before the chasima. Okay. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether you should put it the right or should put it the rabbanon. The Rosh points out everybody holds that shibud the goof is the right. You borrow money, you have to pay back. There's this second stage that not only you have to pay back, but your property is you have to pay back. The first stage would be Reuben and Shimon $100 doing a month. When the end of the month comes, he has a chiyuv to pay the money based on the property that he has at that point in time. That there's a shibud on his lechosim from the time of the loan, and therefore if the property which belonged to the loiv at the time of the loan was subsequently sold, the malav has a right to go collect the property. You're not collecting the loiv, you're collecting his property. That's what we're talking about, shibud or shibud derabanan. But any loan, does that exist or not? So the manor shibud derais, it means every loan, even milbal pemid derais, gets a shibud in the chosim, and the malva theoretically would have the right to go and collect that property, any property which was sold afterwards. But it's not fair to the kuchas because they didn't know there was a loan. So chum came along and they were mafkia the shibud on a regular milva. They left it in place by a milva b'shtar where there's a kol. The other member holds shibud of the rabbanon. Says no, mitaraisa. There's no there's a din on the person shibud aguf, not on the property. But you understand that there would be at that point in time there'd be reluctance upon wealthy people to lend money because they're not going to be able to. So bishlama, if you have shibud, I can check out what he has. I see he has property available, so I'm guaranteed he has property, his real property. He has it. But okay, he had real property. He might sell it. So right, I'm not going to be willing to lend money. Shalatino tells me if they love him, they're misakin. They created a shibud, but they said even though we're creating a shibud, but we have to be considerate to the lekuchas also. Only by milva b'shtar where there's a cup. So according to the Maamar Shibud HaRaisa, we're starting with a shibud and we're taking it off due to lack of kol. According to the Maamar Shibud HaRabbanan, we're creating a shibud only in a scenario where there's a kol. So this kiddush over here that there's a kol, the Shibud HaRaisa is much easier. Betzim is always a shibud. We're giving off kia when there's no kol. You know what? This is also enough of a kol. If you hold shibud of the rabbanon, we're creating a new thing called the a shibud, even with such a minimal kol. That's a bigger kiddush. But we pass the shibud of the rice.
Even when there's such a minimal kol.
That's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah. There's a kol over here. Something more. Bottom of the Tosfos, on the bottom, yeah. So now we had the Mishnah, the last case was, it was written by day, and it was signed by night. So Tanakama said that's possible, the get. We'll go back to the get, not the ksuba anymore, talk about the get. So the get was written by day and signed by night. So the date that it has in the get is the day before the chasima and then the nesina. Rishima was machsherit. So Amar Rav in my time with Rav Shimon, the Mora said that everybody agrees that Rav Shimon, the issue is Peiris. So what's Rav Shimon's argument? Why is it kosher? Right, the Baal is losing Peiris. If the Baal that afternoon took Peiris and sold them to people, he was totally within his rights. Now she's going to come with the get and says, well, we got divorced that date already because it has an earlier date. And she's going to collect them from the people who bought it incorrectly. So what's Shadram Shimon? Why is it kosher? Kosovar, Kimishanasav, Ain of Lagarsha, Shub, Ain of the Paris. So Timur quoted this before, that Kosovar Shimon, he actually loses the right to the Paris once he made the decision to divorce her. So as long as he wants to be her husband, he has a right to the Paris. Once he's made a final decision that's not true, he has no right to the Paris. So obviously, when the time of the Ksiva, he loses the peiros. So even though the get wasn't given so much later, she has a right to go based on the date that it says and say Mr. Lekeya, my day. You know, you have no right to the peiros anymore. Well, the divorce wasn't until later. Says, who cares what the divorce was? Once he wrote that get, according to the Shimon, so that's why it's kosher. Okay. Okay. There's a grash and leperis, but he tarfa mizman ksiva, but didn't tarfa. Therefore, when she comes and collects from the kuchos based on the date which is written in the get, that's the correct, honest date that she has the right to collect from. Fine. Amrish Lakish, a hishrim Shimon ella lealta. Even if Shimon who allowed this, it's the case of the Mishnah. The ksiva was by one day, the ksiva was the following night. So they're adjacent, they're fairly close. But the case where he wrote the get on Sunday, and he signed it the next week Wednesday. So there's been a 10-day gap. So well, she's not collecting from illegally, because once he wrote the get, he lost the right to the papers. So any papers that he sold in the last 10 days, he had the right to. So she has the right to collect, right? No, he wasn't mafshir. Peshin and Shema Pius, that during those 10 days, they might have come to a state of Pius. And he retrieved his right to Paris. So if he sold the Paris, that he had a right to. The Kuchas had a right to buy the Paris. Now eventually they divorced, and she's going to use the date of the get to collect Paris, which is not the correct date. So there's a longer period of time. We have to be concerned that maybe that during that point in time they came to some type of reconciliation. And then eventually they fell out of that. He divorced her, but the right to the payers was, even according to Shimon, was reinstated. We're not worried about the possibility of pius. If there had been a true pius, we would have known about it. Since we don't know about it, we assume there was no pius.
What about the discussion earlier about that if you don't write the exact date, but you write the week, the month, or the Shemitah year, according to the first Monday Yomar, wouldn't that be a problem also? Because if it's so vague, such a large time gap, maybe he'll be biased, and then you'd have a problem.
A second. See, and that's the vagueness in the star works to the advantages of the Lekuchos. They're the Muxik. She's coming to collect with the star, and it's vague. So it was sometime during this week. So they could argue it was later in the week, and we had a right to the payers. Right. The concern over here is maybe there was a pius. The Kulas really do owe the payers, and she's going to collect for them based on a date illegally. So that won't happen when any type of ambiguity will work to the advantage of the Kulas. Because she has to prove the earlier time. Yeah. Let's see Rashi, because the next piece of Gemara is a new piece. Top Rashi. Shem Pius is Ishtoi. B'soch Kach. Maybe they created some type of a reconciliation, and the ball now, and he had relations with her during that time. And that's the case which we had a get, which is earlier date. And then they were together. You can't use that get. So for sure, she cannot collect with that get. So Kola Islay Lemilson. Had it been true, we would have heard about it. Why? Shashkenim, Mashkenim, Shabim Tagar, Uktota, Shabed Ish, the Ishtai. They hear the fights. Kasha Yishka, this Rivom, Akomar Gishim. It gets quiet in the neighborhood. People realize. So we would have known about it. So apparently, loud domestic altercations. It's not something new.
Yeah, well, it could be they were living in close quarters without the walls between them.
Right. Yeah. That's a possibility also. But so Tosafot says over here that the pious, the concern of the pious is of. Rashi says it's because of Bia. Tosafot brings it right from Gemara that the Pius and Bia are two different chashashas. So Bia, the concern over here is Pius and Bittel. They didn't necessarily have relations, but he decided to stay with her, and he decided, I don't want to get it anymore. So that decision is a Bittel of the get, and the get has no authority anymore, and the date in the get is irrelevant. It's not a valid get. Now the Shaila is a person writes a get and Mavatla, can he be Chosim Agarish? Well, we pass on Chosim Agarish, but so the get itself is not, if he decides later on to use the get, that's fine. The situation which we're concerned about over here is he authorized the Adam, which the Morris is a different place, the Morris is something that he would use the Adam as to tell him, write it, sign it, give it. So they wrote it, they waited 10 days, signed it, and gave it. We don't know what the Baal did in between. Maybe there's a pious. If they wrote it, 10 days later he said, sign it and give it, so he's declaring that moment, I want you to go ahead. So maybe you're Mephias in the middle, but okay, but he's not Mephias anymore. So it's a valid get. Okay. So Tosafot points that out, which I'm confused on that point. So Tosafot is saying the only concern of the Gemara and Rashi also is they write the get on Sunday. The Baal told them, "Listen, I want you to write up." Sign and give this get. I'm giving you 10 days to do so. So they write it up. They sign it. They write it up. They don't sign it and give it till 10 days later. So they weren't in touch with the husband. We don't know what the husband did in the last 10 days. So maybe he was mefuyis and he's about to the get. So he's giving a get, which is batel. So she has no right to collect with that. Rashi says maybe to get Yashin, maybe they had Bia, so there's a concern of get Yashin. But it seemed to me that there'd be a third possibility that even if there was not a get Yashin, they didn't have Bia, and he wasn't mevatel the get, but the decision to divorce, Rav Shimon's point is that he loses Paris, Mishas Nosan Enev Lagarsha. But it would be a case of Nosan Enev Lagarsha, then he said, you know what, he wants to stay, then he says, I want to go out. Does he lose Paris during that time when he decided he wants to stay? Does he have a right to Paris? Pasha says, yes, I wrote a get. And he said, I'll send the Garsha. But he retracted that. The fact that the get is kosher, he was not about to get, would seem to be that wouldn't be the issue. So Tosafot seemed to say, no, that if he wrote a get and he wasn't about to it, even though he says he wants to stay in the marriage, there's an element of not saying the garsha because, well, if you really want to send the marriage, what people about to get? No. I would like to have the get in my back pocket. So you made a decision. You're retracting partially. That's Rishimon says. I'm sorry. You don't get reinstated in your right to Paris. You're mavatal to the get. Okay, you get the right to your Paris back. So the only concern over here is that you're mavatal to the get. So regards to the kashas of the get, bittul, we pass in doesn't undermine the availability of the get. If it was written. In a way that was valid, if Anthony says he doesn't want it, they cannot use it while he's in that state. But if he says I do want it afterwards, they could use it. It's not the bittul get. The get doesn't become the document itself is not undermined.
Until he actually verbally says,
right? even if he verbalizes, I mean, mavatul the get. Which then the shliach cannot give it because the Baal doesn't want a divorce, so he has no power to divorce. But if later on he says, I do want the get, he can use the get. So in other words, it didn't make the document, it didn't invalidate the document, it just made the garrison not valid.
Right. So, how would he actually invalidate the document? If just saying so doesn't help, what does he do to invalidate the document?
Nothing.
Oh.
What's important around Rav Nachman Rosh Hashanah? Rav Nachman says that the get stays in force. Even though they cannot divorce, because that's not their shlichus is not in force. There's a bit on the shlichus to give because he doesn't want to give. He would have to reappoint them to give, but the document that doesn't become if the document was written with the Ratzon about to divorce, the get has that force, the power of Gerushin inside of it. That's not taken away because he says I'm about to get. The more it ties into the Mechlokes, well, you also deem him about the Maisa. The Ksiv is a form of a Maisa, so you created a reality. You cannot retract it just with Dibur. Right. Is there anything you could do? I mean, you could actually physically destroy it. But other than that, it's valid. Okay, this the next piece of Gemara is really a new sugya. Let's just look, wet our feet in it. So Itmar, Amar La Sara, Kisu Get Leishti. See, he has a group of 10 people. He said, "I want you to write a get for my wife." So what did he mean? So Omer Riyachadon Shnayim Mishum Edim Ukulam Mishum Tanai. See, he said he's telling the whole 10 to be involved in the Ksiva / Kasima. He doesn't mean that he wants all 10 to be Edim. He wants 2 to be Edim and he wants the other 8 to sign to create more of a maimed, a seriousness, a call, whatever it is. So he wants to make this like a real public thing. So it's a tonight. So they don't sign. They didn't do the shlichus. So he doesn't want a divorce that way. But if they sign, and let's say one of them. Is found to be an apostle aid afterwards. So no problem. As long as two kosher aidim, they have a key to sign for publicity purposes. He wants everybody in the city to know he's divorcing his wife, that shrew of a woman, etc. Right? So that they did. Elamai, what aid is? There's two kosher aidim. They're not one big cot, but the rule is once one person in the cot is apostle, the whole cot is invalid. No, there's two aidim is aidim, and the rest are there for publicity. So that's the reaction. Yeshlagan Amar Kulam Mishum Edim. No, he meant that he wants all 10 to be Edim. And therefore, if one of them was found to be Kor of Repulsal, so you have a cat of multiple Edim, more than the two, and one is found to be Kor of Repulsal, the whole Edim is bottled. Either still enough kosher Edim, doesn't make a difference. The Edis is this group, and one of this group is possible, the whole group becomes possible. So Rish Lakish says he meant them to be Edom. So what's this Hechidam? So what's the scenario that we're talking about? Ilay Medaloy Omer Lehu Kulchem. Did he say Kulchem? I want all of you to sign. All of you to write. If he didn't say Kulchem, Watanan, Mishnah, Omer Lasar Kisu get Lishti, Echel Kersim Mishnaim Kersimin. See, though he's talking to a group of 10 people, he didn't mean all 10 of you. Says the 10 people says, I want you people to write up and divorce my wife. He meant one person should write, two people should sign, and they should give it. Not all 10. I told the group of 10 people. He said, you guys, he means amongst you people, work out who it should be and figure it out. So there's no, you don't need all 10. There's no Tanai, there's no Edis. El Darmel Hu Kulcha. So more said, the case has to be that he told, listen, I want all 10 of you to be involved in this Ksiva and Chasima process. Morris says, Samai Benayel, give us the practical differences between Rirchen and Rish Lakish. Ik Benayel, practical difference number one, the Chosim Beitrei Minayel Beyomei, Vinach Mikan Vanasar Yomim, that two signed in the document on the right day, the day that was written, and the other ones signed on a document from an earlier date. So Mandamar Mishum Tanai is kosher. The eight is done properly. There's a Tanai, they have to sign. They signed. There's no Tanai, they have to sign on that day. Mandamar Mishum Eidim is possible. The eight is what didn't sign on the right day. Inami. Kigon Shinim Sechemi and Korb Apostle. So one of the Eidim is found to be possible. Mandamar Mishum Tanai is kosher. You have enough kosher Eidim. And this person has a tonight, he has to sign, because it doesn't have to be an aid. The Mandar Mishum Aidim is possible. So the Gemara, Ichosim Mitzila Karv Apostle. Let's say that the first one signed was the Karv Apostle. Okay? So what about that situation? That they, you say two are Aidim, the rest are tonight. Does it mean the first two are Aidim? Well, one of the first two who signed is apostle. Inner Birchanon, that two are Adam and the rest are tonight. Do we say any two of the ones who signed? So we'll like figure it out later on, sort of? Or you say, no, the first two signed, those are the Adam and the rest are like fluff. But tonight, the more army law, kosher army law apostle. Amr the kosher tonight. He made it tonight. Amr the apostle. Why the chlubim b'shtar istalma? Because also the concern over here is that even though we're allowing somewhere in the middle two kosher Aiden, people see that there's the first guy signed as a carter. They assume that's the Aiden, and you're allowing that person. So apparently, Kriver were allowed to sign the stars, right? New interesting halacha. They're going to make up. Well, that's a problem, obviously. So that's why we passed it. Okay, let's hold it here.